Chapter 2. The Murders. Not long after that night, we were looking through the Gazette, an evening newspaper, when we saw this. Terrible Murders. At about 3 o'clock this morning, people living in the Saint Roch quarter were woken from sleep by a number of terrible screams. The screams came from the fourth floor of a house in the Rue Morgue, which belongs to a Madame L'Espanier and her daughter, Mademoiselle Camille L'Espanier. 8 or 10 of the neighbors and 2 policemen ran to the house. There was no answer to their knocking, so they broke down the door. When they got into the house, the screams stopped, but while they were running up the stairs, they could hear 2 angry voices at the top of the house. When they arrived at the second floor, the voices stopped, and everything was silent. The neighbors hurried from room to room, but found nothing, until they came to a large room at the back of the house on the fourth floor. This room was locked, with the key on the inside. They broke the door open and saw in the room something which was both horrible and astonishing. Chairs and tables were broken and lay in pieces everywhere. There was 1 bed, and the mattress from it was now on the floor in the middle of the room. In front of the fireplace, on the floor, was a razor, with blood on it, and some long gray hair, with blood on the end. Also on the floor were 3 large silver spoons and 2 bags which contained nearly 4,000 francs in gold. A small strong box was found under the mattress. It was open, with the key in the lock, and contained only a few old letters. At first, they thought there was nobody in the room, but when they looked up the chimney, they found, horrible to describe, the dead body of the daughter, head downwards. It was difficult to pull the body out because the chimney was so narrow. The body was still warm. There were deep cuts on the face, and around the neck there were dark bruises and the marks of fingers. The neighbors looked in all the other rooms, then went down into the small yard at the back of the house. There, they found the dead body of Madame L'Espanier. Her neck was very deeply cut, and when they tried to lift her, the head fell off. There were terrible bruises all over the body. At the moment, the police say, there are no answers to this horrible mystery.